Good evening. This is Flying Higher with Gina E. Jones. We have a new and enlightening program here on BBS Late Night Radio that will help inspire you to a new altitude, high above the turbulence of our limiting beliefs and the dark storms of negativity that cloud our daily lives. I'm your host and the founder of Seeing the Light Productions, also author of Flying Between Heaven and Earth. Thank you for joining us this evening for this new and inspiring radio show as we bring to light a higher understanding of what's really going on as we journey into the flight of consciousness into the next dimension. I hope that you enjoy, join us each Sunday as I bring special guests on board to share with our listeners around the world the various ways to lighten up and to raise our vibration and to raise consciousness. We'd like to present special guest authors and humanitarian light workers who are lovingly tapping into the essence of our beings and helping all of us to redirect our flight paths towards our highest potential. And they'll share with us what's moving through them on a heart-to-heart basis and soul-to-soul. And I would like to say that this evening we're certainly going to do a lot of that as I introduce this evening Robin Falkov. She is with us this evening as our special guest. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties as we're getting everyone called in on our show this evening. Again, this is Flying Higher on BBS Late Night Radio Program. And I'm Gina E. Jones, your guest this evening. Let me just check to see who I have on board just for technical reasons. Robin, are you on the show with me right now? I will take that as a no. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. I'll just go ahead and give you a little bit of background information about our guest this evening. Robin, are you there, or Doug? Okay. I'm flying solo, so again, ladies and gentlemen, bear with us. We're having a few little technical difficulties here. Again, this is BBS Radio Late Night. This is Flying Higher. And we will get started here in a few minutes once we get everybody on board. So what better way is
okay.
there to spread the light?
You still there? I apologize, but it seems the hotel line, every time we try to get the person on with the hotel line, every time I connect them into the system, it cuts them off. It's done that twice now, so I'm not sure what to try.
Okay. Well, just get Robin on. She's
you
already
got
guest.
It. And maybe we'll try them on a whole third line, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll bring them in all separately.
All right. Thank you very much, Don. That's our producer of Flying Higher this evening. Again, what better way to spread the light of understanding and to raise our vibration than to explore energy medicine and the literal use of light for healing? And we'll be talking about that this evening with our special guest, Dr. Robin Falkov. She's going to share her latest research using light-emitting diode technology for accelerated healing. This is the same technology that NASA has been using for astronauts in space. So we're going to learn about safe and effective homeopathic medicine that Dr. Falkov also uses in her practice. So we are going to tune in to this enlightening program and hear even more. Again, we are working on some technical difficulties here, so please bear with us. And we will have Dr. Falkov with us in just a moment. She is a licensed acupuncture physician, a diplomat of the National Board of Homeopathic Examiners, nutritional counselor. She educates patients to facilitate optimal lifestyle changes. She lectures and gives radio interviews about the dangers from different environmental toxins and various outside sources, stress, things in our food, and things like that. She is also very active in our health freedom rights. She is currently researching light healing therapies, again, the ones that are used in NASA. And she has achieved dramatic and very accelerated healing in her practice using this light therapy. So we're going to explore this more once she is available to us. Again, we're having some few minor difficulties as we explore this new and exciting technology that is being used for medical and health reasons.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Robin. I think we are on the air, so
okay.
I've already introduced you. If you would like to join me, we'll go ahead and explore some of this fascinating information that you have, and I'm just thrilled to have you here this evening as we explore how light is literally being used to help in medical healing and to improve our lifestyles and to raise our vibration, as we talk about all the time, on helping ourselves get healthy and prepare for the days ahead. Maybe we can start, if you can explain the connection between some of the energy medicines that you've studied, like the homeopathy and the light-emitting diode technology and some of the Chinese medicine that you've studied in your past. What is the connection between these various energy medicines such as these?
Oh, that's my pleasure. I really appreciate this opportunity to share the information with your audience, because the important thing for people to keep in mind is that there is so much out there that can make an enormous difference in their lives and bring about healing and just things that they're told are not possible. So the common bond between these different modalities is the energetics of light, you know, which ties in perfectly with your show. And I know you've mentioned having, you know, followed a raw food diet at one point in the past, and the important communication in our bodies on a cellular level takes place with light, with biophotons, and the quality of that is dependent upon the food that you ingest, the raw, organic, high-quality, fresh produce is the highest source.
Right.
And the comparison, when you have that biophoton communication and then you use light-emitting diode therapy, which is a direct communication of incoherent light, which is different from laser technology, it has a deeper penetration and much greater therapeutic effect on many different levels. There have been different areas of the body, different organ systems and tissue systems that have been researched and identified to go along with certain frequency settings for the optimal healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been used by NASA for years, and then you have this type of energy medicine that I would assume more people are familiar with in Chinese medicine, with acupuncture.
Dr. Falco, this is Doug Burley. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Yes, I can. Hi, Doug.
Well, I think we've worked out our technical difficulties, so here I am.
Okay. Well, we've already made our introductions, and Dr. Falco was just talking to us about the connection with the energy medicines and was just exploring the food and how the light and the energy is transferred into us through that. So, Doug, it's nice to have you with us. So I guess we're all on board now. So
yay.
Let's fly higher and find out more that Robin is exploring and some of these technologies she's using in her practice.
Okay, well, Robin, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, how did you actually get your introduction to homeopathy? I know that you've spent many years studying that.
Right, well, that was very kind of you to just say many years. The introduction was through a friend who I respected enough to try her recommendation for a throat infection that did not respond to an antibiotic and whatever other treatment our regular allopathic physician provided. And I used a homeopathic remedy, and my first concern, and I called my friend, I said, I don't understand, I don't have, you know, I'm not feeling anything except my throat feels better, and I don't have anything else going on. My mouth isn't dry, my eyes aren't bothering me, it's just my symptoms are going away. And that's the beauty of homeopathy. It just clears by stimulating the immune system to kick in and function by using very, very low dose formulas. So because of that positive experience, I decided to educate myself as best as possible and attend every seminar and ultimately to get my degree and be licensed to practice Chinese medicine and homeopathy and nutritional counseling.
Well, that's a remarkable story, and I know my limited knowledge of homeopathy is that it is a very subtle treatment that works on several levels. Is that true?
Yes, and that's the beauty of looking through what will first seem like the most alien book, a Materia Medica, and you have the descriptions for the general description of a remedy, and a remedy is the term that's used to describe that one item that is having the therapeutic effect at a very, very, very low dose. So you go through the general description, and then there are mental examples of what a person might have as thoughts, and it proceeds from the top down the body, and you will have the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the throat, the chest, the extremities, the elimination system, and you fine-tune the decision for the remedy to use to treat a condition by matching up what is appropriate and ties in with what the patient's experiencing.
That's right. Yeah, I've had many, many experiences with that myself, with even some skin disorders. I understand completely what
I'm
you're saying.
Sorry, I'm just going to come in here a little bit. Do you guys hear how bad the sound quality is? You guys hearing it, or is it just me?
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay, let's try something, because even we're in the first 15 minutes. You guys can run as long as you want, but let's fix this, if you don't mind.
Is it the phone that I'm on? I tried checking my phone.
Well, I'm going to increase, and I'm going to find out right now what line it is.
Here we ask that everyone just bear with us while we work on these technical difficulties here a little bit further.
I think I figured it out. I think it's line. Yeah, it's the cell. The fourth line. Doug, it's your line.
Okay.
It's okay. I just know because I can control it like this, and it almost whacks it entirely out. But that's here. We'll try it this way. Okay, Doug.
Robin, for a lot of people who are listening to us, may not have the expertise or may not have even been exposed to this word homeopathy. Is this something that's a pill or is it a liquid? And can you just describe a little bit on how a practitioner would actually, what they would actually do or use or how to diagnose what remedy to use for a particular situation?
That's
just some of the basics.
Sure, thank you. I'll be happy to outline that because as I was describing, when you are trying to find what matches up with what symptoms a person is experiencing, the remedy that is what you will use, the substance that you will use in homeopathy uses plant, animal, they use body tissues, they use even a disease tissue. They're all different types of substances that are used for the therapeutic effect, and they can come in a liquid form, in an ointment to be used topically on the skin. There are injectables, which are amazing for bruising and injuries and muscle strain and for stimulating. I mean, they can use homeopathic injections for stimulating collagen function for cosmetic purposes. So you have all of those different treatment approaches that are available with homeopathy. And what makes homeopathy truly my favorite is the fine-tuning that's possible, because my initial intake with a patient, and I work with patients all over the country, we work by phone, and the initial consultation takes up to 3 hours. So I'm very clear that my patients understand that this is what is necessary to to get a clear picture of the individual that they are and the symptoms that they're experiencing, because we're all different. We might have a label of a disease, but we're all different, and that is another aspect of homeopathy that separates it from Western medicine, in that it is treating the symptoms that an individual presents with. That's not just a disease label.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a magic bullet that you can just take a pill and everything is, it'll cover everything, right?
No, it's not that. And that magic bullet approach that they claim for Western medicine is by suppressing your symptoms. So you haven't really treated the cause, and you're just driving the condition deeper within the body.
That will have to be addressed at some other point, probably, right?
Excuse me?
It'll have to be addressed at some other point.
Definitely. It doesn't go away. The body is trying to let you know that there is a condition that needs help. So it's very persistent, and the symptoms become much more attention-getting.
Exactly. So the main difference, then, between a homeopathic physician and an allopathic physician, you are?
Is that you cannot see 40 patients in a day.
That's right, and they have a lot of research to do, too, right?
Definitely, and I'm old-fashioned. I like to check everything, because each time I look in that little book that you're familiar with, I learn something new. There's another aspect to the manifestation of symptoms that my patient is experiencing, and I'm fine-tuning their treatment much more precisely by matching up those different symptoms.
Now, I understand one of the other things that you're using in your practice are what's called life wave patches?
Yes, and it's very strange. I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Dr. Len Horowitz, but he's an incredible researcher. He's published many, many books. One of my favorites is Emerging Viruses. Thoroughly researched about the history of AIDS and the research that was going on around the world about these different virus conditions. And Len had recommended life wave patches to me, and I had this very resistance because it's multi-level marketing and I'm not a salesperson. But on his recommendation, I decided to try it, and I found that it worked quite impressively. If you go to the website, lifewave.com/Dr. Robin Falcup, you can look at stories about athletes, and their performance is enhanced, the stamina is enhanced, and there are free samples of these patches available, and they recommend that you exercise first, then put on the patches, drink some water, and then exercise again, especially for weightlifters, bodybuilders, people doing push-ups, sit-ups. You will find that what your limit was before, you will be able to exceed much more easily when you have the patches on. And interestingly enough, which also made me want to give this a try, was the fact that the placement of the patches is on acupuncture points. So for all the people that used to kind of giggle and say, well, gosh, if you're also an acupuncture physician, how can you work with patients, you know, over the phone? Well, I successfully worked with them by having them apply these patches on acupuncture points and achieve successful therapeutic results.
Wow, that's really cutting-edge technology.
The LifeWave patches, do they work by, how exactly do they work? Is it magnetic, or how do they work?
No, it's truly fascinating, and I think I shared some information with Eugenia about frequency fields, and, I mean, it's something I've had to read this information several times to integrate it, because it's just so amazing, and it ties in with the way the LifeWave patches function. They're not transdermal, which is what many people are familiar with for heart conditions where there are patches and the medication is applied that way and absorbed through the skin, transdermal, crossing the skin. But these are patches that are placed on the body or within several inches, so you could even have it on your clothing, but that would not give you the precision of a treatment directly on an acupuncture point. But it interacts with the field of the body. And for people that don't believe there's an energetic field surrounding our bodies, they have only to look up Curlian photography and see photographs that have been taken years ago, where it even shows when you have a plant that's been photographed and you see the energetic outline around that plant, and then they remove a leaf of that plant, the memory of that leaf being there is still present when they re-photograph the plant. So it's quite an interesting modality.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who have had amputations say the same thing, that they still feel that energy of that limb that was removed or that part of their body. So
yes, phantom pain.
It's not a surprise that the plants would feel the same way, or they could be actually photographed and energetically seen.
Yeah, and the same with people who have had amputations. You could do the same type of Curlian photography and see that. But we're all connected. You know, we all are living on this planet. We are all energetic beings, and we share the basic common bonds of life. And that can be measured in many, many more sophisticated ways.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we were talking about the food earlier, one thing that came to mind, and this is something I learned a while back, is that actually the people preparing the food, actually handling the food, that their energy even transfers into the food. So I guess if you're in a restaurant and somebody in the back is really mad and angry about something, that can actually transfer in at some level? Is that your understanding? Or?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Gina, because the intent that is brought to food preparation, brought to giving a medical treatment, brought to your expectations every day, the intent that you bring to something is very powerful, and it has a definite effect.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you have the Secret Life of Plants, the book that was written 30 or more years ago, 40 years ago, I don't remember, but it was just phenomenal when they measured what the response was when they had connections, electronic connections to plants, and when they were thinking, just the mere thought of thinking of burning a plant, cutting it, and that the plant energy increased, and it was measurable. So for people that think, you know, that disregard other life forms, they need to be more aware of this type of research.
Mm-hmm. I understand where that came from, is the guy who had developed the technology for lie detector tests was sitting around waiting for a meeting or to go in for something, and he was sat there and he thought there was a plant in the room and or in his office, and so he decided to stick the little electrodes on it.
Oh, my.
And that's how he stumbled onto this.
Oh, wow, super, thank you.
Yes, and so, yeah, through his machinery that he used in the lie detector test, and he actually saw that there was this energy emitting through the plant, and as he explored it further on, and he would say things and talk to it, or would, like you were saying, would think about going to cut one of the leaves, the energy would shift and actually pull away from him to the other side. And, you know, he explored this even further. And even with things, it sounds strange, but even with yogurt and with eggs in the refrigerator, if some of the other eggs are being cooked, they actually respond to that. It's really phenomenal. And again, it does show that we are all part of creation. We are all connected. And I think it's funny, too, because there were times, you know, I'm sure when Mom had to be out of the house and Dad was making the food and was frustrated or a little angry, and the kids say, Mom makes it better, and yet he used the same ingredients but maybe didn't put that little bit of extra love in there like Mom did when she was making dinner.
Good example. Good example. No, I hear your baby in the background.
Yes.
Your furry
he's
baby.
Doing his job.
mine is staring at me. I'm hoping, and now she's barking. I'm hoping that your audience is aware of the recall for dog and cat foods. And
yes, you might want to explain that a little bit more for those who haven't been paying attention to the news this week.
Yeah, that information is on the internet, easily accessible. I think even AOL has a link for that, and it's Menu Foods. That's the company that is the parent company that manufactures so many different products that have been recalled, and it's mainly the food that are in pouches and liquids, not the dry kibbles as of yet. And there have been dogs and cats that have died that have gone into kidney failure. So this is really a serious thing, and I'm looking for the website so I can just give that. And I have a very insistent little girl right here.
Hey, Doug, I think we need a little station break here since we've kind of got off to a little turbulent start here. So let's give everybody information on how to find out more about what we're talking about and how to
okay.
Explore
if you want, there's a
Falkov's information.
There's an 800 number people can call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 551-7392.
You want to repeat that one more time?
800-551-7392.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is Doug still with us?
Speaking of phone numbers, for any listeners out there who would like to call in and ask Dr. Falkov a question, we have a toll-free number for you to call. The number is 877-270-8714 from the U.S. only. And if you're outside the U.S., you can call in on area 530-876-9026. Again, that's toll-free, 877-270-8714.
Robin, you want to go ahead and give everybody your contact information as well?
Sure.
You can
I can be contacted through my website, which is healthfreedomrights.com.
Okay. That's healthfreedomrights with an F?
.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, rights, R-I-G-H-T-S.com. And they can write to me, Dr. Falkov at Health Freedom Rights. Pretty much anything will get through.
Great. Thank you for that. Again, this is Flying Higher on VBS Radio Late Night. And we're here this evening exploring light energy and energy medicine like homeopathy, light-emitting diode technology. We've just been discussing life wave patches and Chinese medicine. So let's see here. We'll have the phone lines open, so we'll just continue our conversation here. And if we have someone call in, then we'll stop the dialogue and address that question with some answers. And one of the other things that we were talking about the other day, Robin, was this LED technology.
Mm, yes.
And how does this light emitting diode technology work, and what is the benefits that we can look forward to in these new therapies?
Sure. It works by stimulating cellular function up to 400%. It can increase the production of adenosine triphosphate, which is the fuel that the cells communicate with and energize the body with. And you have inside your cell, there's a nucleus, and you have these little mitochondria, which are like the engines, and they are converting another form, which is adenosine diphosphate, into adenosine triphosphate, and that gives the body that push to be able to have more stamina and get through all types of cellular functions that keep you healthy, keep you functioning at optimal levels. And the LED technology first was developed in 1962, but before that there were different forms of light therapy that were used, and it became quite well known in the 1930s with racehorses. And the owners of the racehorses found that the horses were healing so dramatically that they tried using the machines on themselves. And they found that their sprains and strains were healing as well. And then with the development of the LEDs, it was a much more efficient form of light that could penetrate several inches into the body and stimulate even, let's say, your liver, your spleen, organ systems, different muscles to repair. It's so exciting and so effective that doing this research, all of a sudden I'm uncovering that NASA's been using it for astronauts going into space for years, because the low gravity situation has major negative health effects on healing. And since it slows down healing, when you're using a technology like the LED technology that can increase it by 400%, it's an obvious win-win situation.
Yes, that's
Does the LED technology, is it enhanced by the type of food that somebody eats, or is there any connection there?
The LED technology is strictly a machine. The type of food that you will eat, the live foods, that's giving your body the light fuel in the biophoton form that it needs, that our cells communicate with. But that's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, it's enhancing the function in the body, but I don't know, if it specifically addresses what you're asking me.
I understand we've used some of this technology in the past to even rescue some dolphins and to help them rehabilitate from some injuries, like Nico.
Yes, isn't that an exciting story?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can share with our listeners a little bit about what they did.
Oh, yeah, that was so neat. This poor little dolphin had an injury to her dorsal fin, which is that fin that's on the back at the end. And it's made of a soft cartilage-like tissue. And they decided that they would try something new to help her, because it's very important for them to be able to swim and interact with other dolphins, if they don't have the dorsal fin there. So the group of vets that were in Hawaii, where she was, they wanted to do this LED therapy to facilitate the extracellular matrix repair of the soft tissue that they developed to, reconnect that dorsal fin. And I won't go into the technical aspects of the type of proteins that they used for sort of knitting the tissue back together. But with the LED technology, it just made everything heal and function once again. So, and little Liko has a happy life with her body intact.
Mm-hmm. That sort of, when I read that article, it sort of reminded me of the title of a dear friend of ours, Daniel Brinkley, whose book is called Saved by the Light. So,
yes.
For Liko, in some way, she was saved by the light. Although,
yes.
I'm not sure if Liko is a boy or a girl, but yes, this put her back into the pool and gave her, him, it, a full life. So it's very exciting to see how we're using this technology to help not just ourselves, but our animal friends as well.
Oh, definitely. And for children that are undergoing treatment for leukemia and bone marrow therapy, the immune suppression medication that they have to receive at the same time affects the mouth and the esophagus, and they develop ulcerations that are very painful, and they have to be given pain medication so that they'll even be able to swallow and eat. And they have found that the direct application of LED technology has healed these ulcers in the mouth and in the esophagus where it could be reached, and then the quality of life can be restored to these children and they can eat normally. So there are many beneficial effects with that. There's new technology that the Russians have developed using silicon LEDs that do not generate heat at all. And that application, when used with burn patients, is tremendous, because it can be applied directly to an area of severe burn. And they've found that patients who needed to be in an intensive burn care unit could be maintained in a regular hospital room because they're getting the silicone LED technology therapy to help heal the burn tissue dramatically quicker.
Oh, that's very interesting. I just got an email from one of our listeners wanting to know can they purchase one of these machines, or how do they find a doctor or someone who has that? Can you tell us a little bit more? Because obviously this is of great interest to our listeners.
Sure, sure. I am selling the machines. They're welcome to contact me through my website, Dr. Falkov at healthfreedomrights.com. There's a contact information if they just go to the website, healthfreedomrights.com, and then I can explain the different types of machines that are available and see what would suit their needs and guide them through that and find out if there's a practitioner in their area.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Yeah,
again,
you're welcome.
Just go to her website and you can get more information.
I don't leave home without it. We have a little transformer that plug in the car, so we're able to plug the light machine in when we're driving, when we're taking a trip, and it goes with us.
Now, what size are we talking about? What is the physical description of this, just so I have an idea of what we're talking about?
The pad is about 4 inches by 8 inches, and on that pad, which is sort of flexible like a mouse pad, and the what makes it so special is that in this small area, I mean, maybe it's about 10 inches, you know, 4 by 10 inches, but you have 90 LEDs of infrared and far infrared. That means that you'll see alternating rows of red light, and then, of course, the far infrared, you do not see the light that's being emitted. But the technology with this product, as compared to others that I have seen, is that it's flexible. There's some special way that each of these 90 LEDs, when they are soldered into this matrix and then put in this foam pad, it's amazing because you can wrap it around your ankle, around your arm, without breaking those soldered connections. You just can't fold it in half, obviously, because that would be damaging. But it just makes treatment so much easier to have a little Velcro strap that comes with it, and you just wrap it around your leg, you know, and you can be at the computer or do something, you know, in a limited area where it's plugged in and receive your therapy. Or, as I said, while driving. I mean, that's the beauty. I mean, you're a captive
audience. Well, the light therapy machine is completely portable. And
yes.
It can be plugged into the car as well. It runs on 12 volts.
No, you need an adapter. That's why we have an adapter from Radio Shack, and that takes your regular connection, and it plugs it, you know, the adapter is plugged into the cigarette lighter. So you can run a laptop from it, you can run the light machine, but it doesn't have...
Something to look into.
So that certainly is truly portable.
Yes. Yeah, it's small. It has a little compact carrying case. I think this technology will revolutionize cosmetic therapy. It stimulates collagen growth, healing fine lines, all the very important stuff that women are concerned with.
I think I want to talk to you after the show about getting one of those. Thank you.
So it can be applied
especially
to
with my 50th birthday coming up.
It can be applied to the face or any part of the body.
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's another, well, when applying to the face, this is quite funny, and it might, I don't know if everyone else will appreciate it, but you have to be careful over areas like the tip of the nose where you have soft cartilage that can grow. And my confirmation was that I noticed that the tip of my nose changed a little bit because I didn't realize that this effect would take place, and I'm looking in the mirror and thinking, what is different? And I realized I had the machine over my face, so now I'm very careful that it doesn't go over my nose.
So otherwise you have the Pinocchio effect.
You certainly could.
Now, my understanding that the LED light is 3 times brighter than the sun.
That's what they have written there. I don't quite know how that translates.
But this treatment that you're talking about is actually cool. You're not adding, it's not going to make your face hot or parts of your body hot.
No, it does get a little warm because there are different settings. You could use it for 15 minutes or for 30 minutes. What's recommended, which is why the portability is so wonderful to be able to use it in the car, how many of us have an hour or 30 minutes that we can be sitting and connected to this machine for, you know, three times a day, 30 minutes or an hour three times a day, gets difficult to comply with. So if you can take it with you, that's great. But it gets slightly warm. It doesn't generate that much heat.
Okay, great.
And I've treated my dog. Gosh, she had in the soft upper palate of her mouth, there was some kind of an abscess that pressed against the navel cavity, and there would be a trickle of blood coming from her nostril, which is pretty scary. And she was having some liver complications at the time, which have been resolved. And I used the LED pad over her nose, and I guess within 10 days there was no more trickling of blood from her nose. It was completely cleared. And combination of other therapies with homeopathy and the LED technology placed directly over her liver, and total change of diet, cooking for her, no pre-made foods and certainly no pet foods, her liver functions all normalized.
That's a remarkable story.
Well, there's a lot that can be done, as you know yourself from what you shared with me. It just takes a little determination on the part of each and every one of us that we don't accept when we're told that there's nothing that can be done. You just dig a little deeper and you find lots of solutions.
Well, that's a very interesting point that you bring up about, speaking up, because I noticed on your website, the healthfreedomrights.com, you mentioned about the Codex Commission and a little bit about that. And what sort of an impact will this commission, which I guess is an international body, what will that have on our health moving forward?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll give you a little bit of history, and it sounds like some sci-fi story of, world domination.
It really does.
Yeah. And what you have in 1962, the World Health Organization formed Codex Alimentarius to raise the standards of food throughout the world so that there would be standards that would have to be complied with. And from 1962 to now, you have long-range plans that were set in effect that have been gradually realized, and there are many steps in the process. I think there might be 11. I don't recall, but I know we're probably at step number 8 that they've managed to push through. And how this has taken place, you have the formation of the European Union, which has connected the countries of Europe and the Baltic nations. And
right.
So you have the European Union, and you have then the formation of GATT and the World Trade Organization. When the United States became a member of the World Trade Organization, and this is the part that Americans will not like hearing, we pretty much are forced to comply to the standards that are set by the World Trade Organization as a member country. And those standards affect the way we trade with other countries, the type of products, the type of manufacturing, the ability to do so. A good example is on my website, where the steel industry was not in compliance with the rulings set down by the World Trade Organization, the steel industry of the United States. And they were given many warnings, and it was just easier for them to pay the very high fines and not comply. So the European Union and the World Trade Organization notified President Bush that if compliance did not take place, then any trade in citrus fruits from the United States would be refused.
Right. So they, and of course, we all know that at that point he probably needed some votes from the southern part of the country in Florida to be reelected.
Well, he just complied right away, because you cannot shut down the country's ability to trade.
That's true.
And when you look at who is the governing bodies of the Codex Commission, and the big companies are the major pharmaceutical companies, and they have their tentacles in every aspect of our lives, from have a company like Monsanto that has the genetically modified seeds, and seeds that might not be genetically modified but are treated with pesticides, and that pretreatment requires that the farmers must continue to use pesticides. You have the household cleaners. You know, people forget about the toxicity of what they expose themselves to, just what's used in their house, you know, to clean the floor, to do their laundry, to wash the dishes. You have your pets lying on the floor breathing in all these chemicals. The pharmaceutical companies make these chemicals. The pharmaceutical companies make the big donations to political campaigns. So it's a matter of the people of this country taking back their voices, and enough numbers of us contacting all of our representatives and letting them know we don't want to stand for these abuses of our rights any further.
So how do they change this, Dr. Falco? How would they be able to, if people speak out, what effect would that have?
Well, that will show that people are paying attention and they're not just rolling over and accepting what's being told. Congressman Ron Paul has been the only supporter of health freedom rights in regards to Codex over the years. He strongly recommended that the United States resign from the World Trade Organization. We're only able to do that once every 5 years. He was strongly opposed to CAFTA and NAFTA. Those two organizations further cemented our ties to these world trade agreements, where we have more laws that we must comply with as a member nation. And we can not participate. You know, the United States does not have to participate. And it's up to the people of this country to say, we don't want to participate. We don't want to be subject to rulings, because the rest of the world cannot have the same standards that we do. You know, it would be great for everyone to have optimal availability of quality food and supplements, but what they are doing to accomplish this is lowering the standards.
So what they're effectively trying to do is they're trying to force the nutritional supplements off the market. Is that what you're saying?
The ultimate goal will be to replace your supplements that are what is called bioavailable, which means the ability of the body to utilize them, because there are many natural supplements out there. They want to replace them with synthetics and low-dose synthetics. And if you think about what will happen, the low-dose synthetics have a very, very minimal therapeutic effect. So what will people do? They're going to pay more money to buy more products to have any kind of a result when they take these supplements, because your body isn't getting anything from them. So if the pharmaceutical company will not lose money, they'll be making more money. And there are statistics of the little health food companies in Europe and Australia that have just been pushed out of business because of these big pharmaceutical machines that gobble them up.
So, in effect, people would have two choices. They could continue to take those low dose supplements, or they stop taking them and, of course, get sick. And then I suppose that the pharmaceutical companies would have a treatment for that as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, they have a treatment that will make sure that they have return business. It's a self-perpetuating industry. You know, you have medications that have side effects, and you combine them with these other medications, and you have all these new entities being formed. I believe you can shed light on that with your personal experience of your mom.
Yes, that's true. My mother, they had her on 15 different medications, and when I finally stepped in and took her off all but one of them, I kept her on the one for her angina that she would put under her tongue. But none of the other medications made any difference in her life when she stopped taking them. She was fine. She was the same. So there was a lot of money that was being spent every month for absolutely no return. Not to mention whatever damage it did to her physical body.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's cumulative. And do you know that the nitroglycerin that she took under her tongue for the angina is a homeopathic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. Homeopathics have been around for a long time, and they're there in our society, but they're cheap. And they don't have side effects. So what, you know, doesn't serve the interests of the pharmaceutical industry?
Yeah, there's no money in it for them. I know I've had great results just using, for instance, calendula cream on an injury on skin.
Mm, yes.
It takes away the bruising and it soothes and, you know, it just, like I think I mentioned before, it isn't a magic bullet. It takes a few days, but at least you're not dosing yourself with something that's harmful to the body.
No, it's great. Calendula is really effective for burns and scrapes, and then when you can, here's where, you know, as originally a classical homeopath, there is an application because of the many more exposures we have for combination therapies. So calendula and arnica montana for bruising and skin injuries, it's a great combination. And there's a formula called Traumeal by BHI Heal, and that comes in liquid drops under the tongue, tablets, creams, gels, and even injectables, and that works wonders. You will see bruises the next day, they can be gone.
Well, it's my understanding from what I've read about homeopathy that there's even something called a nosode that could be used to treat cancer. Is that true?
Yes, but that's, you know, cancer treatment. I don't know how many people are aware. The only legal treatments for cancer in the United States are radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery. Nothing else is recognized. In Europe, there are clinics in Germany that use homeopathic treatment for cancer. In South America, there are, you know, treatments, hospitals, where you can get these types of therapies. So there are homeopathics that you can get in the United States that will help your immune system to function much better. And when that happens, then, of course, healing can take place.
Don't they also use homeopathic remedies to treat people, with, for instance, with drug addictions?
Sure. Yeah, they use homeopathy for drug addiction. You can use acupuncture for drug addiction. You can use nutritional supplements. The book Life Extension that came out, that was written by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, I think at the end of the 70s, it was a thorough reference of material that had been published. It was not original research. And in that book, it was the first time you could easily have access to information for someone who wanted to stop smoking. What nutritional supplements can you take that would help the body to get through that period of transitioning from the addiction of nicotine to clearing it out of the system?
But I'm sure because there's not a lot of money in that type of treatment, we won't see too much of that, will we?
That's true. Yes, I've even had patients that I've given acupuncture treatments for helping them to stop smoking. There are many different ways to have successful results. And the thing that people should bear in mind is find the ones that are not going to hurt you, that won't have side effects. Explore that first, and then you can move on to the others. If the ones that won't hurt you are not going to be successful, then it's worth taking a risk with something that has side effects.
Yes.
I have to laugh when you look at all the commercials that are on the television that give you all these long lists of things that, you know, side effects, you know. They're astounding. You're like, why would anybody in their right mind take any of this stuff?
Yeah, you know, Gina, Doug, what do you guys think when you hear those things? It seems like our society has become a parody of Saturday Night Live. When you hear someone go, real fast thing, and death and pain and, you know, heart attacks and all these things, they're speaking very quickly to give you the side effects, and people still come in with a shopping list to their doctors that, well, I have this condition and I want you to write me a prescription, you know, for this.
Well, patient. I think this is a grassroots marketing effort by the pharmaceutical companies, because if they can get the patient to come in and ask for a certain medication, if the doctor doesn't have it, the doctor will say, the next time my rep comes by, maybe I need to get that one.
Right, so I can get some more points and get that trip to Caracas next year.
Exactly.
Well, also is the fact that you have to include is the placebo effect.
Mm.
And if people think that this is what they have based on some of their symptoms and this is going to be the magic pill, then in fact they may get results from this stuff as well, just by the programming that they've received through the advertisements, either in magazines or, again, on television.
So
there's a whole different level that some of this stuff is coming, you know, into someone's reality. If they think this is what's going to work, then maybe, in fact, it will. But I think it's important to highlight people like Dr. Falco for what she's doing and to these other technologies, and they can have the same aha with that and actually have less damaging effects long-term on their body and on what's going on. So it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland going down the rabbit hole. It's like how deep and how far do we go with this stuff, because it's really amazing.
And
how politically this is involved, and you've got the pharmaceuticals and the Monsanto and all of this. Is like this is this huge web. It's sort of mind-boggling, but I think the message here is that people need to take back their own power and do their own research and really listen to what they have been told. And Robin, I had this encounter myself a few years ago when I was told, you know, I was diagnosed with X, Y, and Z and everything else, and including cancer, and I was told, well, honey, you're over 40, this is the way it is, and I just, inside, I was screaming, no, it just didn't feel right, sound right, and smell right, and I went totally to the research and the libraries and the health food stores and lectures and listening to people like yourself, and that's what made sense, because I knew I didn't come here to be sick, and I knew that this was not the path for me to go. And it was really, you know, eye-opening and amazing once you open this box and realize that there is truly healing that is healthy, that doesn't destroy other things, that doesn't have complicated side effects and warnings and contraindications and things like that. So thank you for this. I'm curious, what actually started you on this path? What in your life sort of drew you to acupuncture and to the Chinese medicine and to learning this, because you're obviously a very intelligent woman, you're a very beautiful woman, and you have so many things that are out there available to you that would interest you just like any person, you know, growing up. But what was the point in your life that sort of made you realize this is the path you wanted to take?
I guess when I was little, I always wanted to fix things in people and make them better, and I guess pursuing that, and it was somewhat of a crossroads of studying to get a degree as a graduate gemologist, and then deciding after my exposure with homeopathy and learning more and wanting to be able to interact in our society professionally, which means you have to have a license. So I went back to school and got my degree as a Chinese medical physician, and it was a very intensive program that was done in 3 years, 4 years of work done in 3 years, which was something that they don't do anymore. It was just an incredible commitment to make. But I really...
You also learned how to do this with very little sleep.
That's exactly it, and that was when I first started using the internet, and it was there was all of this information to explore that was accessible, and then I'm studying, and the tool that helped me was recording everything and being able to listen to it in the car, driving and just at different times to be able to hear the information over and over. So I guess I must be, you know, an auditory dominant personality, that when I hear it it imprints better on me. But it was that desire to make a difference and truly knowing that I could. Do you know what I mean, Gina?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a responsibility that you know you have information, you have an ability, you have training, you have knowledge, and you can really make a difference, and you have to get out there and do it.
And what is your message to the people? I mean, what is it that you really want people to know? Not necessarily the technical background of different modalities and therapies that we're talking about, but what is it from heart to heart, soul to soul, that you would like people to understand and to the message that you would like to give them?
Okay, that's great, because what I'd like them to know is if I did it, anybody can do it. I started as Doug was telling me earlier, he got a materia medica, did his research, learned how to use it. We can all educate ourselves, and we need to do that. I mean, people have investments, brokers, bankers that they use to manage their money, but you get a basic understanding. You don't just say, here, take my money and that's it. You know, so for your health, use the internet, look up conditions, and look up medications, get a medical dictionary, get a physician's desk reference. If you or your family members or your pets are taking pharmaceuticals, you don't have to bother with all the, you know, the pharmacology and those interactions. You want to read the warnings and the side effects, and you want to educate yourself, and don't take no for an answer. Take back your power. Take back your power with your health. Take back your power with your country. Take back your ability to make a difference in this world for all of us. And that's the big message, because we can all do that. And if we all do it together, then these changes will come about.
Wow, that was very good. Thank you so much.
No, my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys and your audience.
Is there anything else that we could share with our audience about some of these technologies? Is there anything else that you would like to add that maybe we didn't bring out for you?
Well, I think you made a couple of very important points that connect when you were asking about intent affecting how someone will feel after eating a meal or after receiving a treatment, and with the placebo effect. And to tie that in with what Doug was asking about cancer treatment, you have Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's an MD, and you have Louise Hayes, who I believe is a therapist, and they became quite well known in the 80s for treating patients, children, and adults that had cancer with visualization techniques. And there's a simple book. If people can't afford to go to a therapist, I recommend the book, not the course, but it's Silva Mind Control, and all of you listening are online, able to, you know, find the used books at Amazon or half.com. And the Silva Mind Control book just gives you a basic explanation on how to do visualization techniques, and the clearer you can see what you want to accomplish and how to direct your body to achieve a healing, the better your results will be. Anyone can do it.
This is sort of a message that we've been hearing lately through this movie called The Secret. Again, your intention and what your law of attraction, what you focus on is what you bring into your life. And so you're just basically conveying the same thing about your health and your healing modalities and what it is that you want, and to put that into your process.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the more people like you, Gina, sharing your experience on how you persevered to find what to do to help and heal yourself, and what Doug did with his mom to get her off all those harmful medications, you guys did it. So can each and every one of your listeners.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So
well, Doug, you want to just give everybody some contact information and sort of wrap up this show here this evening?
Well,
we had technical difficulties. We didn't get to have you in the beginning.
Well, I guess we saved the best for last then, right?
That's right.
Well, maybe before we do that, you might want to just share with our audience who your upcoming guest is for next week.
Oh, thank you for doing that here. Get myself on track. And just so that everybody knows, tell them who you are. Well, you got a little jumbled up there in the beginning. You're
that's
Doug Burley,
right.
And you're in South Georgia right now, is that right?
I am on the Georgia-Alabama border and enjoying life over here. It's a nice warm climate. So I'll be back to sunny Southern California, although I understand today wasn't very sunny, next week. So I'll be back on the left coast, west coast, whichever way you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to flying higher again next week, listening to you with your guest speaker for next week.
Doug is in Georgia because he's a facilitator and speaker, does a lot of corporate training, so he's on the road quite a bit, and we appreciate you joining us this evening. Next week,
even though we have to overcome many, many technical difficulties.
Yes, indeed. Well, next Sunday, March 25th, we have Tori who will be joining us. Tori is going to be kicking off a tour here in Southern California, an attunement tour. He is from Oceania, which is over there near Australia, and through a series of powerful and profound life experiences, came in contact with consciousness from other dimensions and has a profound understanding of what his mission is here on Earth. And I've been reading some of his books and listening to some of his CDs this week and last week, and I'm real excited about him being on the show. And he will be sharing some of that with us. And he travels globally as a teacher and a speaker, writer and a healer, and also as a spiritual counselor, which, again, we were just touching on that with Robin about how mentally and emotionally, you know, we can be our own healer. And the spiritual side of that is important, too. We tend to want to separate these things, but we are all part of, you know, one. And what we think and what we eat and how we are spiritually all affects our health. So I think it's important to incorporate all of these aspects in ourselves and take back that power in all areas of our lives. And Tori serves as a transmitter of universal love. And he will be sharing with us some tangible ways that we can understand who we are and how magnificent we are. He gives lectures and counseling. Again, all around the world, about self-mastery and self-empowerment, which, again, we've been talking about tonight. So invite our listeners to join us for his appearance on our show. And for more information, you can go to our website, which is www.flying-higher.com. Again, that's flying-higher.com for more information about that. And we also have links to his websites as well. And then on Sunday, April Fool's Day, I'm putting that all together, Sunday, April 1st, Robert Lee Camp, who is also known here on BBS Radio Late Night as Mr. Destiny. He's on Mondays at 7:30, and he has brought forth some amazing information, which has become a big part of my life, and use this esoteric knowledge to help me see what lies ahead and help me fly higher so I can understand what the turbulence is. He has two fabulous books amongst many others, one of them being The Cards of Destiny and The Love Cards. And these two work together to help show that there's actually a script for our lives. It is laid out day by day, year by year, the actual lessons that we have signed up for. So it makes it interesting and shows the karmic connections between us all. And it's a wonderful opportunity to explore that. And again, he's on Monday nights. You can tune in tomorrow night and hear him at 7:30 on the late night schedule here at BBS Radio. And his books are also available at Barnes & Noble and can be obtained through him directly through his website. Again, go to flying-higher.com and you can see it linked there. Then on Sunday, April 8th, we have Joyce Reynolds who will be joining us. She's internationally known. And she will be bringing forth information about what she is doing here. She's been a leader for Fortune 500 companies, and she has a book called The Energy Connection, So we're excited about having her. And then Sunday, April 14th, Dr. Susan Chomsky will be joining us. And she, too, is a professional speaker, a doctor of divinity. And she has authored numerous books. And we look forward to having her with us. And I won't go on and on because we have a lot of other guests lined up. But, yeah, April is going to be packed full of exciting guests. And we're so thrilled, again, to have this evening Dr. Robin Falkov, who's been with us. And, again, what better way to understand the light and raising our vibration than this wonderful dialogue we've had this evening about the exploration of energy medicine and literally using light to heal ourselves and to heal our bodies so that we can fly higher in the days ahead. So with that being said, Doug, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Gina. And with being able to heal all those broken wings, it will help us to fly higher. You're listening to BBS Late Night Radio with Flying Higher, hosted by Gina E. Jones. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to having you joining us next week again and every Sunday as Gina and I, along with our special guests, share with listeners around the world various ways to lighten up and raise their vibration to raise their consciousness. Thank you for joining us, and good night.